This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, so I'm going to pose something that I mentioned privately to Dr. Robert Davis earlier about Marie Batchelor. Okay, we are talking from a Skype connection. So far, the internet hasn't failed. It was pretty flaky getting things set up, and it was been flaky all morning. But right now, it's pretty crisp and clean. So Let's pose the reverse this here. Would you have any willingness to do an audio-only session with me? On this show, sure. I have, like I said, no expectations of what's going to happen, but some listeners know I have various conditions. The only thing I would request, though, is you turn on your camera so I can see what you're doing when this happens. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Okay, so while we're talking here, could you turn on your camera on your Skype connection, and I will see if I can possibly see it. There you go. Hi there. How you doing?
Very well. Now, are you able to turn your camera on?
I prefer not to.
Okay.
All right. Because the reason I prefer not to is because the listeners are not going to see the video. If I do see anything interesting in what you do, I can take pictures of it. I can take screenshots. Like right now, you're sitting there in your office or home, wherever it is, and I just took a picture of you. And I can take another one. I mean, I can take the pictures of you as we progress. Because what happens to me, I don't think people are going to be as interested in as how you react and what happens. Fair enough?
Sure. Do you want me to turn more light on?
Sure, go ahead.
And
That's much better.
And, you know, and I think it's really, you know, we need to also understand that a lot of people don't have a visual experience. Bob, I don't think you actually did you have any visual experiences?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, a great number of people don't actually have a visual experience, that it's more a physical experience. But I'm willing to give anything a go. That's fine.
Okay, so what do I have to do? And let me just tell you, since we have to do this, we have about 7.5 minutes left on this segment. We can continue for the next segment, whatever. What do you want me to do?
Okay, well, what I would like you to do is close your eyes. And Bob, it's probably helpful if you did this as well, because it will help if we, you know, connect with lots of different frequencies and energies. So if you close your eyes, we're just going to start to feel, to actually notice how we feel. And what I usually do is I ask the patients to imagine their feet connecting down to the earth through the base of their feet.
I have set an alarm on my iPhone to ring when I have to end this segment. Okay, so we'll hear that. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll connect our feet to the earth through the base of our feet, through the base of our spine. And we're just imagining a connection there. It doesn't require you to do anything. Just relax. Try and let go of all your fears, worries. Just relax into the present moment. And the earth can actually send frequencies up through your feet, up through the base of your spine. And you can actually connect more deeply to the earth. And I like to open you up to your higher dimensional self. We are multidimensional beings. And you can get in contact with that. These frequencies of you that exist in different dimensions can start to come in and around you. They'll start to fill up every cell with light, bringing in more and more frequencies. We can even get these frequencies to affect the DNA. DNA can actually start to unwind, and we can actually release patterns, behavior, all sorts of things from the DNA for a positive effect. As we open you up to the higher multidimensionality of you, I'm going to ask for any of the benevolent come in and around you. So we have certain frequencies that are available from these higher dimensional beings, and they can make their presence noticed. Again, this can enhance your feeling state, your expansion, a feeling of well-being, an upliftment, and just a noticing that something else is going on. Now, just stop for a moment. Jean, I often do this. I'll ask people questions. How are you actually feeling? Have you noticed anything different?
Right now, I'm just sitting here with my eyes closed. Trying to relax.
And you have, okay, so you haven't actually noticed anything in particular?
Nothing special, just sitting here relaxing.
Okay. So we're going to just try and connect more deeply then. Sometimes if we have a lot on our mind, things are happening, but we're focusing on, it can be difficult to connect to this higher dimensions of view. So we need you to let go a little more, needing you to completely relax, letting go of all fears, any current anxieties, time pressures, anything that's making you project out of this present moment. We're going to just try and relax into the now, letting go, calling in more and more of your higher dimensional self to come in and around you, opening up the crown of your head, opening up your third eye, opening up your throat, opening up around your heart, your solar plexus, your navel, and the base where you're sitting, bringing in more and more of these frequencies, connecting you again through the base of your feet down to the earth, going to get the frequencies to come back up from the earth through your physical body. And as we open you up more and more, you become a conduit of these energies. You can bring the energies across your shoulders, down your neck, down the back of your spine, opening up your hip joints, your sacroiliac joint, your pelvis, opening you up more and more to the frequencies of you, energies around your knees, your feet, then opening up through the top of your head, around your third eye, around your actual eyes, bringing in energies around your sinuses, the back of your throat, back of your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, and out through your hands, bringing in more and more of these frequencies, the higher dimensions of you, and bringing in the frequencies of the benevolent off-world beings to assist, getting you to open up more and more to these frequencies.
I hate to interrupt this. We're going to have to break that session. I won't say I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the alarm. We'll stop that. I won't say I didn't feel anything, folks, okay? I did feel something, like a little bit of a buzz, if you know what a buzz is. And if you grew up in the 50s and 60s, you know what a buzz is. I felt something like a buzz. We've got more to come. Dr. Marie Batchelor, Dr. Robert Davis, I'm Gene Steinberg in a strange altered state of consciousness, maybe? You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I, as you know, tend to be a very skeptical person, but I've just asked her reasonable questions, I think, from our audience and the things that occur to me about what she does and how she does it. And what I did feel during the time she was engaged in this relaxation exercise for 7 or 8 minutes was a bit of a buzz. And I'll leave it at that and let you interpret, listeners, what you think that buzz is about. I have not had anything to drink. I've not done anything other than have breakfast this morning, which was cereal, if you want to know, and soy milk. Cereal and soy milk and orange juice and water. And I took my vitamin pills.
It's obviously the soy milk.
Oh, that does it. That's going to make you go crazy.
Let me just emphasize that to your audience. Maria is not associated with Free. I invited her purposely on your show to as an example of how much more science needs to be engaged in trying to explain these unique so-called paranormal, shall we say, and I hate to use that word. It simply refers to the fact that we don't have scientific principles to adequately understand, describe what's going on. I had way more than a buzz gene, and I appreciate the fact that you did feel something. I had many physical involuntary movements during the 7-8 minutes, but you draw that out over an hour plus, as she did with me on two separate occasions, and I think there's a greater likelihood of having a buzz and a great deal more, possibly. But as Dr. Batcher said, it also depends on one's receptivity to it, apparently, variability among people. But just like there's a lack of scientific studies in the area of ufology in general, that is, you can say that true of psychic healing and NDEs and ESP. And we need to validate these unexplainable types of events that occur so frequently to so many. Marie Batchelor is just one example of many others. But this area of so-called psychic healing, another poor term, but distant healing, has been pretty much ignored by mainstream science. There have been a few studies that have been unequivocal, criticized for a poor methodology. One interesting study with dealing with cells, whereby I think it's called pranic healing, energetic healing, prevented cells from getting sick or dying when exposed to radiation. In contrast, those cells that then received so-called distant healing became sick. Statistically significant, 50% versus something like 92%, something like that. The point is, science needs to focus more on people like Dr. Batchelor. Dr. Batchelor is quite unique, but she's not the only one out of, 5-6 billion people on the planet with this ability. And yes, I agree with all you said, Gene. I think you're to be commended for your skepticism. I want everybody to be skeptical. I am skeptical. The only reason why I believe in her abilities, as I mentioned earlier, excuse my redundancy, is because I experienced it. And then I can say unequivocally that there is something there, that she is the real deal, and that it is a very pronounced and positive outcome, at least in my experience and the experiences of those that I referred to her.
Now, among other things, Marie, do you also channel galactic beings?
How I would describe it is that I get knowings. So things come into my awareness about the people I'm working with that I couldn't have possibly known. I don't feel it as anything other than me or something that I'm directly connected with, giving me information, but it comes as more an intuitive download. I don't hear clear voices telling me things. It's just a knowing that comes through me.
Okay, so you receive impressions.
Yeah.
And you're guessing as to what the source of those impressions might be.
Again, on an intuitive level, my knowing is telling me that this is something to do with what I would call my higher dimensional self, that part of me that exists that's really in an energetic form.
Okay. These are all impressions you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're no more valid than someone else says that God did this to me and sent me this message, or one of the angels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you accept the fact that your interpretation here is no more valid than anybody else's. But we're mm-hmm. in a world of science here, and science is going to want to say, all right, so Gene felt a little bit better. after 7 or 8 minutes of Dr. Marie Batchelor.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also relaxing. Mm-hmm. And whatever he felt might have been caused by his state of relaxation at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you had nothing to do with it. You were just there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were doing a little hypnotic treatment there to relax me.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't disagree with that.
Well, look, that's a possibility. However, and, you know, that may be the case for you, but what other people have experienced has been, you know, more significant throughout a session. And certainly, I would go deeper and into more exploration of your actual physical, emotional and mental body when I did a session. However, I think that we would say that in Bob's case, that it was more than just a sensation of relaxation. And certainly in the session that I performed on him in person when we met, it was way beyond a form of relaxation. In fact, if anything, it was far from relaxation. It was coughing. It was jerking movements. It was, you know, at times even uncomfortable as things actually happened in his physicality.
Well, I'll assure you, listeners, that if you had a camera on me, I was probably not jerking around. I was just seated there with my eyes closed.
And a lot of people don't jerk around. Can I say that? That a lot of people don't. And, you know, some people spontaneously cry. Some people, you know, just feel a feeling of upliftment. Some people, that buzzy feeling that you're feeling is quite significant. And they say they have a sensation of tingling that is quite significant out of their hands and feet or around their face. Or a sensation of things lifting off their shoulders. You know, it's very different from person to person. I don't think anybody experiences this exactly the same way.
Now, when you were doing this,
mm-hmm.
did you, and we're going to have to break in a moment. Mm-hmm. When you were doing this, did you have any impressions of me, whatever? And if so, what were they?
The impressions were that... For me, there was a feeling that there was a sort of a mind concept there that was coming from more of a skeptical point of view, which is fine. But my impression was that there was so much sort of questioning, is this really real? Is anything really happening? That you were perhaps less open than some of the people that I work with.
We've got more to come with Dr. Marie Batchelor. And Dr. Robert Davis. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have two more segments to spend with Marie and Robert. I'll remind you listeners again that we have another radio show called After the Paracast. We'll have a special guest co-host this week. After the Paracast is either a wrap-up show, special interviews. We never know. It's a surprise. We also offer a commercial-free version of this show and more things if you join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, and we charge a modest subscription fee starting at $1.49 a week. Dr. Robert Davis of the Free Organization and Dr. Marie Batchelor, who I guess is a healer. Would we call you a faith healer? I guess that could be one title. Do you ever anymore, having done this, go back and practice traditional medicine anymore? Or is that long ago and far away?
Yeah, look, that feels long ago and far away. And I actually don't practice normal mainstream medicine anymore. You know, I've been called upon occasionally to a friend's child or something. And yeah, there has been occasion to actually do something of that nature for a friend. But apart from that, no, I don't practice it formally anymore.
Okay. If someone wants to book a session with you, you charge a fee?
I do.
Okay. Is it by the hour or by the session? What?
Well, it's by the session, but which is generally an hour. But, you know, I'm not precise about the timing, but it's fairly close. It's an hour that I charge for.
And that depends on whether you're present or you do it on the phone or what?
Mm-hmm.
The fee is $165, and that's Australian dollars, which I don't know how that compares to American dollars.
No, I'm not exactly sure.
It's about $100.
As we speak, compared to U.S. currency, it's loading. And it says right now, Mm-hmm. It makes no sense whatever. But you're right, it's probably close to $100. And this is either in person or from Skype.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Now, we focus very much on your practice, what you do, and everything else. Do you follow anything of what Dr. Robert Davis follows in terms of UFOs and stuff like that? Do you have any particular feeling about it?
Yeah, I certainly do follow it. And yes, I do come from an understanding that people are having experiences of all sorts that are giving them a similar sensation across the board, regardless of exactly how they're experiencing, you know, what it is that they're exactly experiencing, so that there is this improvement in well-being, this outlook, an improvement in their outlook on life, a sense of more harmony and peace. And it seems to happen, you know, with various types of experiences. Yeah, I relate very closely to all of that.
By the way, the latest price, $165 Australian, is $126.57 US dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a little bit closer than we thought. Okay, what about the feeling on the part of a lot of people who believe in UFOs that we're being visited by ET, that extraterrestrials have come here to say hello or just make their presence known?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I relate to that. I think that these higher dimensional beings have technologies and capabilities way beyond what we have here on Earth.
Okay, so you think they're higher dimensional beings?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's not as if we have creatures from Alpha Centauri, one of the planets circling Alpha Centauri. It's not mm-hmm. that. It is higher beings from another dimension.
I think we may possibly have both.
All right. So if we see a physical flying saucer out there,
mm-hmm.
is that a physical aircraft that's flying through the skies or something sent by these galactic beings?
I would say it could be either. I think it could be either. From what I understand, that the capabilities and the technology of these other dimensional beings is quite extraordinary. So they would have the ability to actually come in and reveal themselves as a solid object and then even vanish. And it's interesting because, you know, with the connection that I have with Mary Rodwell and the work that she does with the children that are actually having a lot of these experiences, and the children come to her to explain to her what has happened to them overnight, perhaps. And in her book, The New Human, Awakening to Our Cosmic Heritage, she goes into great detail of experiences that many children have had overnight by being visited by off-world beings, either in solid form or in more of a sort of a frequency.
Okay, how do we know what kind of beings they are?
Well, it's difficult to tell exactly what beings they are, apart from some people communicating and asking them directly.
Okay, but if they communicate and ask them directly, why uh-huh. believe them?
Well, again, it comes down to an energetic feeling and whether it feels positive, benevolent, truthful. And from what Bob was just saying about the surveys, a lot of people are getting that positive feeling about it.
Okay, and so it's your feeling. There's no objective mm-hmm. evidence, but they make you feel mm-hmm. good. E.T. could mm-hmm. be here to take us over. But if E.T. makes you feel good about what mm-hmm. they do through mind control or some kind of substance, whatever, that's mm-hmm. fine. We have no way to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, you know, it goes back to these are yeah. difficult things to prove. But by collating more and more, you know, literature from or expression of what people are experiencing, that's where we're going to start formulating a greater understanding.
If I may just add for 1 minute, I just want to emphasize that Maria is not a member of Free, and I asked you and you to have her as a guest, and you were kind enough to have her as a guest, and I did so because I wanted to emphasize that science needs to focus more attention on UFOs like it does in the area of medical healing from a distance, or look at Marie's abilities, which are not unique solely to her. But here again, we need mainstream science to try to answer the proper questions that you're asking, Gene. I share those same questions. We don't have the tangible evidence. We have theoretical ideas from the world of quantum physics, you know, at best, to try to explain all of this.
It's very common to take quantum physics and throw everything into that basket. Okay, I don't know what this is, but it's quantum physics. What is there about quantum physics that explains what she does? Because right now, all I know is she made me feel relaxed. But it doesn't take anybody with masterful powers to do that. It could be a trained hypnotherapist. It could be a psychologist. It could be any kind of analyst can make a person feel relaxed. And it doesn't require anything or any communication with anyone outside. So what's your response?
Yeah, quantum physics as well as non-quantum physics obviously tries to develop theories in which consciousness can possibly be explained along with the paranormal and anomalous phenomena. The synchronized universe model, the quantum hologram theory of consciousness are two of many types of theories within this world, which again, let me emphasize, is theoretical and far from proven. But they do have analogous principles that apply to subatomic particles and matter, which behave in very mysterious, unexplainable ways that defy our scientific principles. However, the behavior of subatomic particles like electrons and photons, and I don't want to get into the details of that. Time simply does not permit it. But the point is, the behavior of matter and energy at that micromechanic level can be made analogous to the kinds of behaviors that we're seeing that exist in the paranormal.
Let's break it here.
Yeah.
We'll have more. Final segment with Robert and Marie and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, so we get into quantum physics, Robert Davis. What do you tell a scientist to do to approach this to try to find something evidential?
Well, I think science, again, needs to focus more time and attention and fiscal and human resources to trying to figure out what is going on with all the phenomena that thousands, if not millions, of people are experiencing in a variety of different ways, but be it UFOs, ESP, psychic healing, remote viewing, et cetera, et cetera. And there are numerous studies that do suggest that human intention and consciousness are significantly influencing physical reality, which obviously includes people. Now, here again, we don't have 100% irrefutable evidence to explain the nature of what Marie does. Again, on a personal level, I know she is real, that there is something to it and very positive. Like people who experience ESP or UFOs, they know it's real, but can you prove it? You can't prove that love is real either. You can't quantify it as well, but we know love is real. That sort of thing. Nevertheless, there have been many studies that have been done with ESP that strongly suggest, not convincingly conclude, that mental intuition can have a direct effect on physical systems in numerous different ways. Dean Radin's work on that note. But here again, although Marie is not associated with Free, I wanted her to be a guest on the show just to illustrate how science, unfortunately, does not provide enough time and attention to studying such paranormal or inexplicable events and circumstances, experiences that people report, believe in numerous ways. It applies, yes, to UFOs because people report medical healings when they interact with these beings. In fact, 40% of the people in our survey state that they had been healed physically as a direct result of their interaction with non-human intelligence. They also feel united or one with the universe. They feel unconditional love. They feel as if they're experiencing multi-dimensional realities. They feel as if they're above and beyond just a body alone, that they're a spiritual being within a body. Numerous similar convincing perceptions whereby space and time doesn't exist, or time slows down, being teleported up to a craft or moving through physical walls, missing time. All of these unusual, distorted-like perceptions are obviously highly difficult to explain. Yes, physicists attempt to explain it through their parallel universe models, synchronized universe models, etc., etc. They may be right, they may be wrong, who knows, but the point is science must direct more study in these areas, which encompass a very wide spectrum, and build upon the study that Free is doing with individuals who are having quite a unique experience and being transformed the vast majority of the time, very positively.
Well, at this point, if I want a scientist to get involved here, do I sell it on quantum physics or what?
Oh, not at all. It has to be multidimensional, quantum physics being one, but all the sciences and non-sciences, theology, philosophy, all disciplines should be engaged at some level, because the ramifications are so wide in its spectrum and experienced in such unique ways on so many different levels that affect one's physical, psychological, spiritual, emotional, etc., perspectives that we need to have quantitative as well as qualitative and verifiable in the form of 1 and 1 equals 2, if at all possible. And at present, we don't have those principles to give us the answer to all of this. But here again, we can only speculate. All I can say is that, like the UFO phenomena, I believe it is real. What it is, the answer to your questions, no clue. All I can say with certainty that something is going on that we cannot explain. That I will say with a great deal of certainty. Likewise with Marie Batchelor. I believe she is the real deal. And I can say that with certainty because I experienced it. And I encourage, if there are any scientists listening to Dr. Batchelor's comments, I encourage them to become more engaged and possibly consider doing a study with her to validate what she contends. I and my other friends who've experienced her, we can validate it, but within ourselves. That doesn't convince anybody else. Language doesn't convince others. I can make you believe it through language, but nobody should believe it.
Okay, so there's no way to look at you and say, Robert, let's do a before and after. There's no before and after, you feel better. And that's pretty much it, mostly.
And that's what we need to do, try to develop an objective methodology along the lines you're talking about. Likewise, the day before, in comparison to the day after that I had the session with Marie, the validation was looking at myself in the mirror. This guy was different in a positive way.
I still can't really understand how different you were.
I know. Tell me about it. My left egoic brain, you know, involved in neuroscience for 30 years in terms of research, is now looking in the mirror and says, I can't put words on it to describe or to make you feel what I felt. Here again, it doesn't do it justice, other than say what my friend told me, who just had a new session with Marie. The world seems magical in a positive way. I feel lighter, she said to me. My friend, another friend said, I don't have any more pain. When I looked in the mirror, I felt like I was looking at the world like I was 8 years old and I just hit a home run rounding the bases in the Bronx.
Where you're sounding to me like you just took a psychedelic.
And you know what? It does sound like that. That's so strange.
Yeah, this is like drugless psychedelic treatment. This is a drugless. You go sit there for an hour, and you may feel the fact that you have $125 less in your wallet. You might feel unusual.
That's a good point. If it's a psychedelic, give me more. If it's a power suggestion, give me more. It's a good point. It wasn't obviously drug-induced, but you know, along those lines, Gene, people are doing ayahuasca now, and the DMT molecule. People swear by their experience and this very strange experiences they have. Let's not go there. But that's becoming the new thing now. I never tried it, and nor will I ever. But the point is, yes, it does hint at that, Gene. I agree.
I guess if you can get what feels like a drug effect. Dr. Mm-hmm. Robert Davis, please tell our listeners, if they want to know more about what you do, where do they go to check it out?
for those interested in the work that Free is engaged in, please go to experiencer.org. We have support services for those who have been experiencers and who may feel confused, anxious, and want answers. We have counselors available to assist individuals. You can take our survey if you think you've had an interaction with a UFO of any type. And there are scholarly articles written by many members of Free. You can continue your reading with an open mind, and I encourage everybody to be skeptical of all of this and don't draw any conclusions.
Marie, can you tell our listeners where they can check out the services you provide?
Sure. My website is mariebatchelor.com. So that spelling is mariebatchelor.com. My email, if people want to email me, if they're inquiring about a session and time availability, my email is bachelormarie@gmail.com. My Skype, if people needed to type a message to me on Skype, it's simply Marie Batchelor.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. One's a group, one's a community. We also have a second radio show after the Paracast. We're going to have Erica Lukes as our guest co-host this week. And we make it available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. It's available for subscribers for as low as $1.49 a week. We also give you a commercial-free version of this show as part of the package. Plus.theparacast.com. Give you Dr. Robert Davis, Dr. Marie Batchelor. Thank you both for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, thank you very much for your insights, your skeptical approach, and for having us as guests. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Gene. Wonderful to have an opportunity to talk with you and all your listeners. And, yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.